Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Alderman Brendan Riley is on the phone. He's joining us to talk about Bally's Casino, and we're going to talk about traffic, but safety was one of the issues that you had a concern about, right?
That's for sure. Okay. It's right up there with traffic.
So do you think when more people gather, when there's larger crowds, it pushes out some of the bad people and stops some of the crime?
Absolutely, yeah. The police call that positive loitering, and which is why these outdoor dining programs are so popular and sidewalk cafe programs. You know, the more people you have on the street, the better. The difference, though, with a casino is it places a big bullseye on all the folks walking around that block. You know, folks who are there to commit crime and do muggings, they're going to go where the money's at. And guess where the money's at? The money's at the casino. And the casino will be there for quite some time. So the concern, I think, that a lot of folks have that is valid is that this will serve as a magnet for people looking to prey upon gamblers and visitors to the city of Chicago, knowing that folks on that block are going to have a lot of cash in their pockets.
Well, Congressman, wait a second, though. Why is it that...
Alderman.
You just gave me a demotion.
I apologize. And you're now representing Aurora all the way out there. but why is it if you're dining outside that you're not a target, but if you're walking into a casino, you are? I suspect most people walking into a casino are going to get their chips with plastic or with a phone, not cash.
It depends, actually. Not everyone has a credit card, and a lot of folks walk in and out of casinos with cash. Not, you know, a lot of folks take their winnings home in cash. I'm less concerned about people going to the casino. It's mostly the people who are leaving, and if you're fortunate enough to actually win, you're going to be targeted. The other thing here that's important, and it ties back into the traffic study, is that this would be one of the only urban casinos in America that doesn't have on-site free parking. And obviously, that addresses a lot of security concerns. If you look at other casinos around the state of Illinois, they have free parking. It's secured. They even offer you a walk to your car if you have winnings in your pocket. None of that is available at Medina Temple. So that's a legitimate concern. People are going to have to walk 2-3 blocks to a parking garage, and that gives criminals a lot of opportunity to make a grab. So that's, I think, a key difference between our casino and other urban casinos around the country. So that ties into the traffic. If you're not providing free parking on site, how many people are going to want to drive to the casino and pay 50 or 60 bucks to park in a lot? The answer is not many. They're going to actually resort to Uber and Lyft and charter buses, and those are seriously undercounted in this traffic study because the city can't predict charter trips or Uber or rideshare trips because they don't coordinate directly with those companies. So that's a huge variable. And this idea that 40% of the casino customers are going to walk, ride their bike, or take the CTA, I think that's laughable. That's not how it works in other cities.
Okay, if you're just joining the conversation, this is about the Bally's Casino. It's a targeted opening in 2026, including a 500-room hotel and a 3,000-seat theater on a 30-acre site. But prior to that, there's going to be a temporary casino in the Medina Temple. I think the last time I was in there, it was a Bloomingdale's, but it's a beautiful building. And on the phone is Alderman Brendan Riley, and traffic and safety are two issues. Bally's paid for a traffic study. Did they choose who did that study?
They did. They selected their own consultants. They paid for it. And as alderman, you know, I have to approve a lot of major developments downtown. And every planned development is accompanied by a traffic study. The developer commissions a study. And I can tell you, every single traffic study that I've read in the last 16 years as alderman, commissioned by a developer, concludes, guess what? The development is not going to disrupt traffic one bit. And so, you know, you can massage data to tell whatever story you'd like. But typically, when I get a traffic study from a developer, we go and have the Department of Transportation do a third-party review and vet it. And this did not receive any independent analysis. There was no feedback given from, say, the police department or OEMC. And so I think it's deficient in a whole lot of ways. But understanding traffic patterns downtown, I can tell you that they are vastly underestimating the number of vehicular trips that are going to come to this site every single day. And if you look at how these intersections function on the weekends, especially in the evening, they're barely functioning at all. You can only get a few cars to these traffic lights, these signals, and that's an issue. Add another 600, 700 cars to that, that's going to be a real problem, and that becomes a safety issue as well.
And what happens to the temporary casino once the main casino opens? Will it just be for elite gamblers or high rollers, or will it close up and you'll be looking for a new tenant?
No, the plan would be for it will close, and that license, the permanent license, will be at Chicago and Halsted, but this would then return to retail space, presumably, and the landlord would have to go and lease that back out.
So the River North Residents Association kind of flipped, and now they no longer oppose the site of Bally's. The people who love the river, Friends of the Chicago River, they're supporting it. Is there support elsewhere, or are those mainly the two groups?
Well, the River North Residents Association has not changed their position. They are still opposed to the casino. They're resigned to the fact that it's coming. And so given that, they're trying their very best to make a bad situation a little bit better. But I can tell you, the River North Residents Association did a neighborhood survey. 86% of residents are opposed to this casino. So I can't imagine they would have had a major change of heart. Friends of the River, maybe the casino folks have placated their issues related to water access and preserving the riverbanks and all of that. But for me, really, it's my constituents that I work for. And they're vehemently opposed to this because they live here and they understand how traffic and crime is going down here.
Well, you've lived in that area for 25 years as well, right?
Yes, this is my neighborhood, and I just live blocks from the proposed site.
This is Alderman Brendan Riley. Alderman, do you think there's any chance that you're going to be able to stop this?
No, I mean, very unlikely, but it is still pending before the Illinois Gaming Board. They just took up the application in August. Typically, it takes the gaming board 9 to 12 months to process an application, and there is a public comment period. So those folks who are opposed to this casino have an opportunity to weigh in and send their comments to the gaming board. The gaming board is also going to review all the media coverage around this controversial site, the selection process, the approval process the city went through, which we think is a bit different than most casino consideration processes. So they have to weigh all of that and decide whether or not this operator gets a license. It's worth mentioning that Wall Street is also not looking kindly upon this transaction. A number of the rating agencies don't think Bally's has the financial wherewithal to pull this off. And so, you know, in a way, the city's put all of its eggs in one basket with a casino operator that's having a hard time raising money for this project. So I think the gaming board will probably weigh that too. So, no, we're not done, but this now rests in the hands of the state of Illinois.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks for having me.
Alderman Brendan Riley.
Or coming I call up him next, Congressman.
Oh, yeah, Congressman. He said that was a demotion. Tamon Bradley is one of the moderators for tonight's gubernatorial debate. He's going to join us next. We'll talk about what he's going to do when they want to continue to reiterate their usual sound bites and who's going to be in the audience and all the details. That's on the way after Steve's newscast on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.